Time to learn more about the complete tire lineup, including the high-performance Eagle F1 Asymmetric 6, the rugged all-terrain Wrangler Boulder MT, and the all-weather assurance Weather Ready 2 passenger tire. Goodyear has been building the world's finest tires for more than 125 years and continues to lead in technology and innovation. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Back at Iowa, two laps away from halfway in the Iowa Corn 350, Ryan Blaney continues to lead. He took the lead there through a cycle of pit stops with Brad Keselowski, Austin Cindric, Ty Gibbs, and Josh Berry rounding out the top five. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport.
Motor Racing Network is with the NASCAR Cup Series today at the Iowa Speedway in Newton, Iowa. Mike Bagley, Todd Gordon, Alex Hayden with you. Kurt Becker in the corner, Steve Post, and Jason Toy in the pits in the garage area. One lap away from going back under the green flag.
Time now for a mid-race update presented by Wendy's. Wendy's has breakfast biscuits for just a buck, including Honey Buddy. Get yours today and start your day off right. Gotta be Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in a combo while supplies last.
We've had 5 lead changes among 4 drivers. 2 caution flags have slowed us for 13 laps. Chase Briscoe has led the most laps so far this afternoon. 81 of the 175. William Byron's led 67. Brad Keselowski has led 24. Ryan Blaney has just led his third. As the field lines up for the restart, it'll be Blaney, Keselowski, Cindric, Gibbs, and Berry, with Denny Hamlin sixth, Tyler Reddick seventh, Eric Jones eighth, Daniel Suarez ninth, and Cole Custer will restart in 10th.
Jesse Delavoye takes the pace car to pit lane. Green flag goes back in the air, and the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol, is back under the green flag. You've got Brad Keselowski on the inside lane, but Ryan Blaney has thoughts of leading here off turn two.
Well, he better get back to work then, because Brad Keselowski is right there to the inside. Gets a fender out in front. Now Blaney comes to life in the outside lane. Keselowski stubborn along the bottom side.
4 Fords in the top 5 on this restart. The lone Toyota of Ty Gibbs run 5th. The highest Chevy right now is Daniel Suarez in 9th. Wheel to wheel for the lead. Keselowski to the inside of Ryan Blaney.
With Austin Cindric right behind them. Then it's side by side further back for the 4th position. And that is where Josh Berry's to the inside of Ty Gibbs. Denny Hamlin behind that pair. Back to the corner. Blaney still the leader.
Blaney not for much longer. Here's Brad Keselowski powering down to the bottom of the racetrack. 2 Ford Mustang dark horses go wheel to wheel for the race lead in Iowa. Keselowski to the inside of Blaney.
Here's Blaney again to the outside. He works the outer lane along the newer pavement coming off of turn number 2. That's the path that's going to work. Brad Keselowski gets back up in the line. Has to close off the lane from Austin Cindric.
A couple of the Toyotas having a challenge on that lap. Both in turn 2. First, Denny Hamlin slid up the racetrack. Tyler Reddick did the same. Eric Jones on the move in his Toyota. Toyota. Jones now will run in position number six. He'll feel the challenge and trouble. Here's Cody Ware. He'll spin on the main straightaway. He'll slide across the bottom of the racetrack through the grass. And right now, Cody Ware will right his car and pull back onto the racing surface.
That should give the free pass to Ross Chastain, and a huge break for Ross Chastain to get back on the lead lap. That would give us 28 cars back on the lead lap with Ryan Blaney as the race leader.
NASCAR Championship Weekend is coming up fast. Almost as fast as discovering your leasing power at Aaron's. Now one can get you to the other. Now through September 14th, when you apply to discover your leasing power at Aaron's.com/racing, you'll be instantly entered to win a VIP getaway for two to Championship Weekend in Phoenix. We're talking airfare, hotel, race tickets, and more. Love fast? Come to Aaron's for fast approval and a chance to win the Aaron's Fast Lane to Phoenix sweepstakes.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back at Iowa Speedway, pit road is open. Jason Toy.
Chase Elliott comes in. It's going to be four tires and fuel. Same thing for Joey Logano. A little trouble on the right front or the right side there for Joey Logano. Slow stop. A.J. Allmendinger is in. Michael McDowell is in. Christopher Bell is in. Topping off Sunoco fuel and tires to take them the rest of the way. Steve Post.
Some of these cars that pitted before that caution are in. Here is Bubba Wallace is in. Front runners, Kyle Larson in. Four tires Sunoco racing fuel. Also in Chase Briscoe. Going to be four tires Sunoco fuel as well. Justin Haley having a nice run today. He gets pit service here on lap number 182 also.
Top 13 cars stay out. 14th on back come down the pit lane, and that'll leave Ryan Blaney at the point with Brad Keselowski, Austin Cindric, Ty Gibbs, and Josh Berry, the top five. This is a little bit of a game changer. We had that caution come out in the middle of the green flag pit stops, and then now everybody from that 13th, 14th position on back I just described taking the opportunity to come down for service.
Yeah, it is. That all being said, with all this different going on, why don't we tell the race fans where their favorite driver is being scored right now as we work the caution flag here for the third time in the race. Ryan Blaney is the race leader. Brad Keselowski is second. Austin Cindric is third. Ty Gibbs is fourth, and Josh Berry goes fifth. Eric Jones is sixth. Seventh is Denny Hamlin. Daniel Suarez is eighth. Alex Bowman ninth, and Kyle Busch is 10th.
Ryan Preece runs 11th right now. Tyler Reddick is 12th. William Byron's 13th. Chris Buescher 14th. And Cole Custer is running in the 15th position. Mentioned Kyle Busch running in the 10th position. Let's get an update on Kyle.
Randall Burdett is his crew chief. This crew's been working hard here yesterday after the accident to get this car rebuilt. And tell you what, you guys talked about strategy earlier today to be able to get there, but it's been your driver that's been driving hard to get you up there in the top 10. How about it?
Yeah, Kyle's been working hard in there all day long. We started off, we were too tight at the beginning of the race. Obviously, having a new car with no laps on it, we got on the tight side after wrecking from being too free yesterday. So we got a little bit of that out of it, got the car a little bit better, and Was able to run long there and kind of catch the break that we kind of needed to get some track position today. Obviously, the field's very even. The guys at the front are just a little bit faster because they got more clean air. But if you look at the lap times across the field, they're really tight. So it's really about a track position game at this point.
There you go, Randall Burdett. He is the crew chief for Kyle Busch. That track position starting to pay off currently in that 10th spot.
Can you wreck a car in practice? You're going to err on the tighter side to start with. Took that opportunity with being the free pass at the end of stage one, made some significant changes to the car. Kyle Busch was driving forward, passing cars into the corner. Lots of stability and good speed in that eight car now.
Half a lap away from going back under the green flag. Drivers choosing what lane to restart in. Race leader Ryan Blaney opts for the outside lane. Brad Keselowski, who's been in the top three virtually all day long, will opt to go to the bottom side of the front row. Row number two will see Josh Berry to the inside of Austin Cindric. Row number three has Eric Jones and Ty Gibbs in it. The fourth row, Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin, and row number five, Kyle Busch now to the inside of Daniel Suarez.
When they get back to the start-finish line to take the green flag, it'll be 25 laps to go in stage two of the Iowa Corn 350. Here come Brad Keselowski and Ryan Blaney off turn number four. They approach the restart zone, and they're going to go late in the restart zone, and that bottles up the front portion of the field. Blaney is away on the outside, half a car length out in front, but Brad Keselowski dives it deep into turns one and two.
With Austin Cindric stacking up to the outside behind Blaney, Josh Berry to the inside behind Keselowski. It is Blaney with the lead. He has a fender out in front, but Keselowski is still there.
He is going to stay right on the bottom of the racetrack is Brad Keselowski. Pulls even with Ryan Blaney off turn four. A drag race across the start-finish line into turn number one. Keselowski now pokes the nose of his white Ford to the front.
But Ryan Blaney won't go away that easily, and here he comes off the top of turn number two. Rallies back around the outside. Blaney with a narrow lead. Keselowski again cranks it up down low.
And they've got a one car length lead over Austin Cindric in third, Josh Berry in fourth, and here's Ty Gibbs in fifth. Feeling the heat from Eric Jones and Legacy Motor Club. But the problem is for Eric, he's got Denny Hamlin with the wig turned up on his back bumper.
Hamlin's there to the inside as that battle continues. Brad Keselowski completes the pass and goes back to the top of the leaderboard. It's Keselowski, the leader, to turn four.
That was a strong move, and he opens up three car lengths now on Ryan Blaney, who in turn has three car lengths on third place, Austin Cindric. Then it's Josh Berry, Ty Gibbs. They round out the top five before a good, hard race for position number seven.
That's where you find Eric Jones, who has the spot. Denny Hamlin next. He's to the inside of Alex Bowman as they come off the end of the back straightaway. Hamlin still trying to work down low, trying to get by Bowman.
We just heard from Kyle Busch's crew chief saying that they were too tight, erring on the side of caution after that practice crash yesterday. And right now, Kyle Busch in that red, white, and blue Cheddar Chevrolet will dive to the inside of Denny Hamlin in a wheel-to-wheel battle for eight.
Here he comes, Kyle Busch to the inside. Hamlin swings up to the outside. Those two ride door-to-door all the way off the end of the back straightaway. Here's Kyle, still working to the inside.
Good handling race car right at the bottom of the track. He's got good pace, this Kyle Busch. Gets a nose in front of Denny Hamlin. However, Hamlin has momentum topside. They continue this ongoing battle for position.
And that is for position number eight. And they've got Ryan Preece right behind them in the 10th spot. Here's Kyle Busch. Still hasn't been able to complete the pass. Hamlin to the outside. They go door to door back through the corner.
Kyle Busch's car is handling very well at the bottom of the racetrack. Denny Hamlin one lane off the bottom. Ryan Preece with a great view. Here's Kyle. He'll slide across the nose of Denny. Denny almost makes contact with him and shoves him off the end of the front straightaway.
Kyle Busch up to the eighth position now. Ryan Preece, who had been right behind that battle, he says enough, starts to go. Wanted to make a move to the inside of Denny Hamlin, but not able to make it stick.
It's the top 10 is Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney second, Austin Cindric is third, Josh Berry fourth, Ty Gibbs is fifth, Alex Bowman is sixth, Eric Jones seventh, Kyle Busch eighth, Denny Hamlin ninth, and Todd Gordon, the 10th place car, is Ryan Preece. Before the caution came out on lap 170 when Shane Van Gisbergen hit the wall, Ryan Preece was the car right in front of the race leader trying to stay on the lead lap. When the cycle now shifts back around, they find themselves in the 10th position. As a crew chief like Derek Finley for Ryan Preece, how does this change your perspective and how you call this race moving forward?
Well, this was a big adjustment that you needed to try and find some track position to get yourself up in clean air. He was running lap times similar to the leaders by the time he got to the tail end of lead lap. just needed to get that break by staying out through that cycle. They were one of 13 cars that still hadn't pitted. He got an opportunity to cycle in front of all the cars that pitted and took the wave around, puts him in better track position, puts him in cleaner air, lets him get a better sort on where the race car is to build forward for the rest of the race.
Ryan Blaney is running in ninth. He's got Tyler Reddick behind him in 10th. William Byron and Denny Hamlin there as well. But behind them, here's Austin Dillon now in a side-by-side battle.
He is to the inside of the Daniel Suarez car. They go door-to-door for position.
And that is for position number 13, or 12 and 13, I should say, further back. As Austin Dillon, Daniel Suarez getting after it. There's a lot of big names deep in the field here at this portion of the race, Kurt.
As they come off turn number two, Chase Elliott is behind that ongoing battle for the 12th spot. Then you've got John Hunter Nemechek. He's to the outside of A.J. Allmendinger. They all go to turn four.
Chase Elliott running in 15th. John Hunter Nemechek in 16th. A.J. Allmendinger, Justin Haley there in 17th and 18th. And then you get back to Kyle Larson right now, who is pinned all the way back in the 19th position trying to drive forward.
He is trying to move to the inside of the Justin Haley car. Chris Buescher is behind them. Joey Logano is also right behind that pair. And Christopher Bell is there as well.
Christopher Bell has been up and down the leaderboard all afternoon as well here in the Iowa Corn 350. Right now, Christopher Bell just trying to find some real estate. He's mired back in that heavy traffic Kurt was describing back around the 22nd spot.
He's got Chase Briscoe behind him. Carson Hosevar is to the outside. Ross Chastain trying to work his way back up through the top 20.
Leaders off the end of the front straightaway. Make that the back straightaway. And right now, everybody is in hot pursuit of Brad Keselowski. Alex, it's been a long time since we've seen Brad flex muscle like this. Not only has he been able to wrestle his way to the lead, but he's been able to drive away in the process. Brad's lead right now, 1.5 seconds with 11 laps to go in stage two.
Quite honestly, Mike, this is the type of performance that they have been expecting. We mentioned a little earlier in the broadcast that they have had some good runs here in the last 10 races or so, but Jeremy Bullens, the crew chief, who has worked with Brad extensively in the Xfinity Series years ago when they were both over at Team Penske, Todd, they have a working relationship and an understanding of each other's language.
When we made the crew chief swap at Team Penske in 2020, Brad and Jeremy Bullens should have won a championship. They were in the lead. They were in the championship four at Phoenix in the lead, had a slow pit stop, lost the track position that ultimately gave Chase Elliott the championship. Brad was the fastest car there. They've had success. They've leaned on the fact that they know that each other can do this well and survive the troubles that they've had this season to turn it into success here recently.
Brad comes into this race. He was 25th on the playoff leaderboard. And if he wins this race today, then that turns the playoff leaderboard upside down. He would become the 14th different winner, and that would lead two open point spots going into Watkins Glen next weekend with three races to go in the regular season.
If the biggest little word in the dictionary, if Brad Keselowski does hang on and wins today's race, he will then be playoff eligible. But in the process would bounce his team car, Chris Buescher, out of the playoffs. And that would also bounce the other car of Ryan Preece from being the next car, the first one on the outside looking in. So while it would be jubilation for Brad to get into the playoffs and finally break back into the win column, keeping in mind he won the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway way back, as we got a car in the wall in turn number two, Mike.
Ty Dillon will go up and make contact with the outside wall. Caution on the speedway, the fourth one of the afternoon. Ty Dillon gets buffeted around in turn two, makes contact with the wall. He will refire the machine. That will slow us, though, for the fourth time.
That's the sound of your current hype level at the gas pump. But brace yourself for something fuel nominal, because Unleaded 88 is about to take the hype to a whole new level. Unleaded 88 is cheaper, cleaner, and greener than regular unleaded. Plus, it's homegrown, making Unleaded 88 the clear choice at the pump and totally worth the hype. So pump it up with Unleaded 88, brought to you by Iowa Corn.
Don't miss a moment of the NASCAR season.
Chastain drove it and never lifted. Put it against the safer barrier and all the way around the turn. Passes Denny Hamlin.
Check out the Motor Racing Network's coverage of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series on hundreds of local radio stations around the country. Find your local station by going to MRN.com to catch the excitement of NASCAR on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We mentioned Ty Dillon got buffeted around in turn two a lap ago. That's because the right front of Todd Gilliland met the left rear of Ty Dillon. Ty got turned around, backed the car into the wall. There is damage on the left rear of that machine. He is back, though, under power and is on the racetrack right now. He'll be coming to pit road so that team can attend to that damage on the left rear. With less than five laps to go in stage two, Brad Keselowski leads Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric, Ty Gibbs, and Josh Berry. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Four laps to go in stage two. Pit road is open. There are takers, Steve Post.
William Byron brings his car, and they continue to work on that automobile. We also had Justin Haley in. Here's Zane Smith, Cole Custer. The General's in getting pit service as well. More cars in front of you, Jason.
On this end, Denny Hamlin came in for actually right side tires only, Sunoco fuel. A lot of two-tire stops on this end of pit road, including Joey Logano also making a stop, Daniel Suarez, A.J. Allmendinger in there too. But also it was Chris Buescher. They took four fresh Goodyear Racing Eagles in Sunoco fuel.
Well, the field now works its way through turns three and four, expecting to get the one to go here in just a moment. Here's what lies ahead for the NASCAR Cup Series schedule presented by Goodyear. Building tires for more than 125 years, from the track to the street, and in all conditions, Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
We are off to Watkins Glen International next weekend. We've got four races coming your way. We've got the ARCA Menards Series on Friday, the General Tire 100, the return of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series next Friday, 4:30 Eastern. Saturday, we'll have the Mission 200 for the Xfinity cars at 2:30 Eastern, and then the Go Bowling at the Glen for the NASCAR Cup Series at 1 Eastern. By the way, if you're going to go to Watkins Glen, might want to get your tickets. Go to theglen.com. After that, in the month of August, we're off to Richmond Raceway. That's the weekend of Thursday, August 14th through the 16th. Then we go to Daytona. That'll be Friday and Saturday, August 22nd and 23rd. And then the playoffs will begin in Darlington for the NASCAR Cup Series, while the NASCAR Xfinity Series will race at the Portland Raceway. Check out MRN.com for the complete broadcast schedule.
Brad Keselowski, the race leader, but it's good to see Alex Bowman now in the top five, Todd.
Love the call that Blake Harris has made. They were struggling with the track position earlier. They stayed out through that green flag cycle, cycled themselves forward. Their teammates all came to pit road. He's now sitting up there in the sixth position in a place to fight forward and fight for his points position.
Off the corner now. Pace car is on pit road. Two laps to go in stage two. It's going to be a free-for-all waiting for the green flag to fly. It is up, and Brad Keselowski gets a great restart. Half a car length down in front of Ryan Blaney. They flare out two and three wide behind them back to the corner.
Alex Bowman is going to lose a couple of positions. He gets caught in the middle lane of a three-way shuffle coming back off turn number two. At the front of the field is Brad Keselowski with the race lead to turn four.
Ryan Blaney falls in line second. Austin Cindric third. Kyle Busch is on the move, trying to pass three cars in this one lap. He's alongside Ty Gibbs now for the number four position as they race with one lap to go in the stage.
At the front of the field is Brad Keselowski. He's already opened up by a half dozen car lengths. Ryan Blaney
trouble
second.
Turn two. Carson Hocevar is around. He gets driven up the racetrack. He'll spin that car to the top of the racetrack as the leaders race their way out of turn number four. Green and white checkered flag is waving at the start finish line. Hocevar now will pull away, but Brad Keselowski, he won stage one. He'll win stage two with Ryan Blaney across the line in second. Austin Cindric in third. Ty Gibbs fourth, and Kyle Busch fifth. Josh Berry will finish stage two in sixth, with Alex Bowman in seventh, Eric Jones in eighth, Ryan Preece ninth, and Austin Dillon in tenth.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You ready? Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
We have now entered the final stage of the race presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years. From the track to the street and in all conditions, Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Back at Iowa, 138 laps to go in the Iowa Corn 350. What a day for Brad Keselowski. Just led his 50th lap of the afternoon. And what a flex for Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing and the flagship car for that organization. Of course, Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric hanging with them. Those three Fords have flexed a lot of muscle this afternoon. Tip of the cap to Ty Gibbs and Kyle Busch. In case you missed it, Kyle had a hard practice crash yesterday. Had to go to a backup car. Couldn't make qualifying. Started 37th and last. But through a lot of pit strategy, Randall Burnett and that Richard Childress Racing team has gotten him up into the top five. Wouldn't that be a story if Kyle Busch can come from last to first and after the year he's had, make it into the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs?
That'd be phenomenal. Kyle Busch has 16 short track wins in his NASCAR Cup Series career, and that leads all the active drivers in the Cup Series. However, he hasn't had a top 10 finish in his 11 straight short track starts coming into today. So while it's been a feast early on in his career, been quite the famine as of late.
Of course, we're not trying to diminish the accomplishments of Brad Keselowski. He won the first stage. He just won the second stage. That is the first time that Brad has swept stages since 2019. That's quite the accomplishment there for that team and that crew, and quite the accomplishment for Brad, who is trying to make his way back to victory lane in this racing season. Alex Bowman was just on the pit lane. Also, John Hunter Nemechek was on the pit lane as well. They will make their way back out onto the racetrack. And Alex, as we mentioned, 136 laps to go. We are in the final stage. And right now, we've got a lot of strategy yet to unfold as we continue through this 350-lapper.
Brad Keselowski continues to show the way. Ryan Blaney second. And Austin Cindric rounds out the top three.
Here's what you missed last week on Toyota Gazoo Racing. Bubba was totally as he around the pack, managing to across the finish line to claim me in victory lane. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Lap number 216 is on the board, gives us 134 to go here in the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol. So here's a look at the Beefaroo stage preview presented by Beefaroo. Race fans, Beefaroo is giving you the chance to win big all season long. Download the Beefaroo app and enter for a shot at winning VIP race experiences, exclusive merch, and a meet and greet with Noah Gregson. Download the Beefaroo app now and enter for your chance to win. It's time to race to Beefaroo. Todd?
Yeah, you're looking at the top eight cars on the racetrack right now. We're last on pit road, lap 172. If you look at this, we've got 133 laps to go. I would look for these guys to kind of split this stage in half because they've got so many laps in their tires to start with. Look for them. I would think everybody's got to come one more time for fuel. Nobody's got to come more than that. I'd look for them to come when they're at the end of their fuel window, maybe about 70 laps into this stage.
We've yet to get the one to go signal. We continue to ride under the caution flag, and that allows us the opportunity to let you know where your favorite driver's running. Brad Keselowski leads. Ryan Blaney second. Austin Cindric third. Fourth is Ty Gibbs. Fifth is Kyle Busch. Josh Berry having a good run today in sixth with Eric Jones in seventh. Ryan Preece in eighth. Austin Dillon ninth. And Kyle Larson will restart 10th.
Chase Elliott is 11th. Christopher Bell is 12th. And Daniel Suarez 13th. Chase Briscoe is 14th. 15th is Michael McDowell. 16th is Denny Hamlin. 17th, William Byron. 18th is Ross Chastain. 19th, Tyler Reddick. And 20th, Joey Logano.
As the field gets the one-to-go signal, we'll tell you that A.J. Allmendinger will restart in 21st, Chris Buescher in 22nd, Justin Haley in 23rd, Bubba Wallace in 24th, and Cole Custer's 25th. Zane Smith is 26th, Carson Hocevar is 27th, Alex Bowman's 28th, John Hunter Nemechek 29th, and Todd Gilliland is 30th.
And the last car on the lead lap. 31st, one lap down is Shane Van Gisbergen. 32nd is Riley Herbst. 33rd is Cody Ware. 34th is Noah Gregson. 35th is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 36th is Ty Dillon. 37th is Joey Gase. All cars continue to run.
We are wrapping up caution flag number 5. The first came out for the stage 1 conclusion on lap 70. Shane Van Gisbergen went around and crashed at lap 169 over in turn 2. Cody Ware spun on the front stretch at lap 179. Then he had Ty Dillon go around from the front bumper of Todd Gilliland at lap 203. And we concluded the stage at lap 210, the second stage of the Iowa Corn 350, doubled up with a spin by Carson Hocevar in turn 2 at the very same time. Field is lined up double wide behind the pace car. It'll be 130. 31 laps to go to settle this one this afternoon, and we're all waiting to see who is going to be able to surge forward and take the checkered flag here in America's heartland this afternoon.
Back into the restart zone they come. Green flag goes back in the air. Brad Keselowski on the outside lane gets a significant jump. However, Ryan Blaney gets back up to speed quickly and matches him into turn number one.
Here they come back off turn two and onto the back straight away, and Brad Keselowski moves out in front of the field and opens up by a car length and a half on Ryan Blaney. Ty Gibbs, the driver on the move, first stop along the inside lane.
Ty Gibbs has been fairly quiet so far today, but right now he is firmly in the top five, and he is firmly to the left elbow of Austin Cindric in a battle for third. Wheel to wheel, they race back to the corner with Josh Berry behind them looking on.
He takes it all in as they continue their tussle just in front of him. Ty Gibbs versus Austin Cindric, and then right behind Josh Berry, side-by-side battle, Ryan Preece with Kyle Busch.
Four wide, heading into turn three, and Kurt, it's not going to work.
No, it isn't. There goes Denny Hamlin. He gets turned around, and he goes for a long, lazy slide to the top of the banking here in turn number four. He will now continue on his way. Kept it off the outside, safer barrier. Everybody else has driven away, and now his car sits broadside right at the exit of turn four.
Four wide down the backstretch. Nobody gives an inch in turn three. Denny Hamlin gets the short end of the stick, and that'll put us under the caution flag for the sixth time.
Hey, it's NASCAR driver Ross Chastain. Even though racing at 180 miles an hour has its risks, in the past decade, zero NASCAR drivers have been killed in crashes. Yet, more than 1,700 people have died on Iowa roads in the last decade in speed-related crashes. Suddenly, the racetrack doesn't seem as scary as the roads that you drive on every day. So, drive at safe speeds and keep a safe distance, because no one's a good reckless driver, not even me. Learn more at DriveSmartIowa.com.
Welcome to more.
Green flag is in the air.
More action.
Photo finish.
More awesome. More smoke.
Go.
More sizzle. More soar. More roar. More friends. More family. Welcome to the one place where no matter who you are, you'll leave with something you'll never forget. Welcome to NASCAR.
Brad Keselowski is the race leader, but is there an impending scenario that may have to play out with Brad Keselowski in the coming laps? We'll follow up with our pit reporter Steve Post in a moment. From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand.
Welcome back to Iowa Speedway and coverage of the Iowa Corn 350, presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. I mentioned a moment ago, Steve Post, that there may be a scenario that has everybody concerned in the Brad Keselowski pits.
Yeah, back on lap number 172, they did their pit stop, and they did not get the car full of fuel, okay? So what this means is that they have just a window of opportunity to pit that is less than everyone else. They can still make it to the fuel window, which is in about six or eight laps from now. They can make it to that fuel window, but they can only go about 25 laps into that fuel window where some of the other teams can go longer. So Jeremy Bullins has laid the whole scenario out to Brad. They're going to go back to green as the leader. In the perfect world, they get a caution in about 10 laps, and that can bring everyone in, get everyone to the end of the race, and cycle them around. If not, though, that's going to put them in the spot where they're going to need to pit before everyone else and just hope they don't get trapped by a caution until the window opens for everyone else to come down pit road to make their pit stops.
And if you look at this, I understand where they're at. That means that last pit stop, they're going to have to wait on fuel to make sure that their fuel. I don't know that Ryan Blaney's in much better of a position. They've had two sub-10 second pit stops so far today. Really tough to get them full of fuel when you're ripping off fast pit stops.
That's the last thing that Brad Keselowski wanted to hear, I'm sure. Ryan Blaney, as Todd mentioned, not necessarily in the worst of circumstances, but not in the best of either. But then he got Austin Cindric, who's sitting there. What a consistent run for Austin Cindric. Todd, we saw it yesterday in practice, and you had made mention that it looked like he was the best Penske car yesterday. He's backing that up with a Ryan Blaney teammate sidecar to go along for the ride.
Yeah, and Austin was part of the three cars that came here and did the tire test. I think that gave them a little jump start on this place, and they have continued through with this one. They had a longer pit stop. I think they may have been full. We'll see where this all plays out.
Right now, if you're a Toyota fan, there's only one Toyota in the top 12, and that is the fourth place running car of Ty Gibbs. This is a young man and a race team that's beginning to find their footing, it seems like, here in the dog days of summer on this stretch. Ty Gibbs and that team ripping off some good finishes here as of late. As a matter of fact, six top tens, three of them coming in the last four races. So yeah, they're getting the job done here in the summer.
We've been waiting for him to win his first NASCAR Cup Series race, and it seems like that they'll be in position, but they're missing that last little bit in order to get that done. Right now, Ty is in good position, as Alex mentioned, running fourth on the leaderboard. Everybody getting the one-to-go signal and making the choose just past the start-finish line. Ryan Blaney will restart on the inside of row one. Brad Keselowski, the race leader, will restart on the outside lane. Behind them, Ty Gibbs will line up on the inside of row two. Austin Cindric to his outside. And then Kyle Busch, starting 37th and last today. He is inside of the top 10. He right now will restart inside of row three with Josh Berry to his left elbow.
We've seen a handful of cautions here in the last, 40 or 50 laps or so after we ran the entire first stage under green conditions of 70 laps. Then we go another 100 laps of racing after that caution before we started seeing caution after caution. Now, you get the sense, Mike, the aggression meter beginning to pick up. Track position is everything, especially on restarts. You got to do what you got to do to get that track position.
And then you factor in that aggression on a very unique racetrack with old pavement, new pavement, slipping and sliding. The race fans here in Iowa, that sellout crowd has been treated to a dandy this afternoon. Green flag back in the air. Brad Keselowski takes him back to turns one and two.
Ryan Blaney's there to the inside. Keselowski, though, is strong coming off of turn number two. He already scoots out in front of the field. He opens up by a couple of car lengths as everyone fights for position.
Top three, as a matter of fact, are going to finally get away from the scrum. They're side by side from fourth on back. Ty Gibbs to the inside of Josh Berry. Ryan Preece looking on. Then they are three wide again, Kurt.
Here's Chase Elliott. He's right in the middle of that pack. He looks up towards
trouble. Turn number two, one car is into the outside wall. Zane Smith gets punted in turn number one, and he will back that Ford Mustang into the safer barrier. No one else collected. Zane Smith going for a ride in turn number two with a lot of damage on the back end of his race car.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
NASCAR Live isn't just Tuesday nights. On Thursday, we go wide open with some of the sport's biggest legends.
Dover's so good that even concrete couldn't ruin it.
And some of NASCAR's rising stars.
I don't like getting drove in the back of, and I honestly don't like doing it. But you're not buddy-buddy with everybody, and I've had to learn that.
NASCAR Live Wide Open has you covered from the rookie class all the way to the Hall of Fame. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Caution flag number 7 flying over the Iowa Corn 350. Contact between Carson Hocevar and Zane Smith. Sees Smith spinning into the outside wall. Damage on that Ford Mustang. He is on pit road. We'll follow up there in a moment. First, from Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We do have some takers on pit road, Steve Post.
Yeah, and Brad Keselowski, we described that issue that he had with the fuel, and Jeremy Bowens was just like, we've got to come down and fill this car up. They feel like they're good to the end. It's 219 laps to the end. The window I heard, the outside of it was 220. Brad's a veteran racer. He can save some fuel, but they felt like they needed to do it, and quite honestly, they were hoping some more drivers would come down. Very, very limited number of cars down here. Zane Smith's car is getting some repair done, and Jason, I looked up to your end of pit road, and was Kyle Busch on pit road as well?
Yeah, Kyle Busch came in. A lot of discussion before they came on the pit lane about what they were going to do. They're looking at the big picture for the back end of this final stage to be able to get them the rest of the way, shortest amount of time the next time on pit lane. So that's what they did. They made it sure they packed it full of Sunoco fuel. 4 tires. Might not have to take tires next time around.
Well, we'll see how it all works out now. A strategy certainly beginning to come into play and get a little bit more clear for a lot of these race teams. While we have the opportunity, let's get a Goodyear tire update presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years from the track to the street and in all conditions. Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
Yeah, you look at this and really tires aren't making that much of a difference. They're lasting. They're dealing through the heat cycles. We've seen a lot of pace all run long on this racetrack. We're not going to use the sets. We had 8 sets laying. We're not going to use all those. The guys so far have been 2. Some can do it on 3 stops. I think it'll be 4 or 5 at the most. Interesting to see the guys that came this last cycle before this, they were thinking they might be in a window to stretch this out. I definitely feel like the 6 and 8 of Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch, they're going to try to make it to the end from here with 118 laps to go.
You use the term heat cycle. For the new fan that's listening this afternoon, what does that mean?
Yeah, so your average street tire doesn't ever really see high temperatures. But these race cars, when they're at the tire's limit running through here, sliding around, the surface of that tire may reach close to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. And at that point, the rubber kind of it changes chemistry. It gets hot enough that it changes chemistry. That will change kind of how the rubber works as it cools back down. It hardens the rubber a little bit and changes how it grips the racetrack. So heat cycles can change these tires. Goodyear's done a great job of making them as consistent as they can.
Ryan Blaney is the race leader. We hope to get the one to go next time by. Austin Cindric, his Team Penske teammate, will be second to choose. Josh Berry from the Wood Brothers is third. Ty Gibbs from Joe Gibbs Racing, fourth. Ryan Preece from Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing is fifth. Rest of the top 10 are all Chevrolets. Chase Elliott is sixth. Austin Dillon, seventh. Kyle Larson is eighth. Daniel Suarez, ninth. And William Byron is 10th.
Once we get things buttoned up here at the Iowa Speedway and America's Heartland, we are headed to the Finger Lakes region of upstate New York. We've got four races coming your way from Watkins Glen International. Our coverage will start Friday with the General Tire 100 for the ARCA Menards Series. Be sure to join us at 2 p.m. Eastern Time Friday afternoon. Later that afternoon, it'll be return of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series to the Glen. MRN and the NASCAR Racing Network will be on the air at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday, doubleheader coverage coming your way. Pole qualifying for the Cup Series and practice along with that, followed by the Mission 200 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Practice and pole qualifying at noon. The Xfinity Series race at 2:30. And then Sunday, 1 week from today, the Go Bowling at the Glen, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, NASCAR Live Race Day on the air from Watkins Glen International. Always a fun time when we go to the Glen. Beautiful part of the country. Lots to do. Seneca Lake, you've got all the vineyards up there. Lots to do with the racetrack, lots to do in the community. If you've yet to make your ticket plans, we invite you to join us. We'd love to see you there. Go to theglen.com to have your face in the place up there at the OG, as it were, the legendary Watkins Glen International.
Ryan Blaney is the race leader. Now for reference, Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch, who just pitted, will restart 27th and 28th. Back to the restart zone they go. Green flag goes in the air from Shannon Bednarik, and we're racing again as they go through the gearbox. Up to fourth gear. That's the gear they race in here at Iowa Speedway.
Here's Austin Cedric to the inside of Ryan Blaney. They go at it for the top spot. Side by side for third, Josh Berry to the outside, trying to forge past Ty Gibbs. Gibbs will lose a couple of positions off the end of the back straightaway.
Berry slides through for third. Ryan Preece trying to tiptoe around the top of the racetrack to claim fourth. Here's Preece and Gibbs. They are side by side. What a move from the top of the racetrack. Ryan Preece will just power around Ty Gibbs to claim that fourth spot.
And he once more, here he comes to the outside of Josh Berry. Ryan Preece is on the move, coming onto the backstretch. He keeps the momentum rolling. He now has third by a fender as Berry tries to respond.
Josh Berry at the bottom of the racetrack. The red, white, and blue Ford of Ryan Preece. Preece, rather, swings around the outside. He'll take over the number three position and leave everybody else fighting for scraps.
And further back, Ty Gibbs now tries to get back into line. He finds himself in the fifth position, but Austin Dillon is there to his inside. Chase Elliott rumbles up. He's right behind that pair coming back into corner number three.
Talking about a handful of drivers having good runs today. We documented the successes of Josh Berry, Austin Dillon now for Richard Childress Racing, Ty Gibbs and others. Side by side for the lead. Couple of teammates going door to door through turn two.
Austin Cedric is on the move to the inside. Ryan Blaney still there to the outside. They go door to door here at Iowa this afternoon. Here's Blaney working the outer lane in turn four.
With Austin Cedric digging hard down at the bottom of the racetrack. Both of them have a good launch off turn number four. Blaney will have the advantage. Blaney will swing back around and grab the top spot, but Cedric recoils.
Here he comes. Cedric looking once again to re-engage with Ryan Blaney. Ryan Preece behind that pair up into the third spot with Josh Berry now to fourth, but the lead battle goes side by side.
Side by side for the lead. Austin Cedric to the inside of Ryan Blaney. Behind them, Ryan Preece surges forward to position number three. Josh Berry runs fourth. Chase Elliott on the move now. He has fifth, but Austin Dillon tries to take it from him.
Those two have been going at it for spots in the top ten all afternoon long, and they're at it one more time. Chase Elliott has the position. Austin Dillon trying to move to the inside.
Just in front of them, again, Josh Berry works the bottom of the racetrack. He's been the only car realistically here in this run that's really had something going. Off turn four, John Hunter Nemechek gets into Bubba Wallace. Wallace bounces off of the safer barrier. Bubba Wallace a bit off the pace as everybody scrambles off turn two.
Alex Bowman moves by to his inside. Also Justin Haley moving by to the inside. Although Wallace now tries to regroup and reestablish position.
Those shenanigans now happening from 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th on back. But Bubba Wallace, oh, and Eric Jones gets turned out of turn number four. He'll spin to the bottom of the racetrack right across the nose of Joey Logano. And that Legacy Motor Club Toyota Camry of Eric Jones comes spinning out of a pack of traffic. He'll spin to the inside of the racetrack, and that will slow us for the eighth caution flag of the afternoon.
He and Chase Briscoe made contact off of turn number four with 108 laps to go. Ryan Blaney's the race leader.
Hello?
Hey, it's your man Tank. Watching you hold back tears swallowing that celery stick.
It's a hard sight to see, Tim.
I'm almost done. Just let me get this down.
Stop it, man. Seriously. We don't have to do this to us.
You're right. I hate veggies so much. How can I be more like you?
Hey, buddy, I am you. Just full of meat.
Jack Link's Beef Jerky, official meat snack of NASCAR. Feed your wild side.
At the Glen, the thrill isn't just on the track. It's in the heart of every fan. This August, a Full Throttle Festival comes to upstate New York. Camp under the stars, then witness the brightest stars of NASCAR battle for a crucial playoff spot. This is racing. This is the best weekend of your summer. This is the Glen. NASCAR weekend at Watkins Glen, August 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at theglen.com.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Back at Iowa Speedway, pit lane is open. Not everybody came in, but Steve Post, some of the front runners did.
Well, they certainly did, and we're just at that window where it's a real uncertain and uneasy time for the drivers to come in down pit road. Ryan Blaney comes in. He's going to take four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel. Ryan Preece is in, getting four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel as well. So some of the drivers coming in and getting their pit service, and others more staying out than coming in this time, Jason Toy.
A lot of the drivers asking, should we come or should we go? And that's the biggest thing. They came in on a couple of them, and that was Ty Gibbs. It took on four tires, Sunoco Fuel. Same thing for Daniel Suarez. Four tires and Sunoco Fuel here on the turn four into pit road.
So those are the caution flag pit stops at lap 245. We saw five drivers peel off the banking, Todd. Others stayed on the racetrack. Explain the strategy to us.
Yeah, this is right at the fuel window, 105 to go. That's the number that I heard from crew chiefs in the garage today. Puts them where I think they can get to the end. Jeremy Bullens told Brad Keselowski they needed one caution from when they pitted before. This is it to make it. Brad's really good at saving fuel when he needs to. This is one of those where I think when you're looking at this call, this gets you to the end. It doesn't get you any green-white checkers. And so I think the guys that stayed out, they're hoping to get farther into this and maybe use tires to come back. But it's a small advantage to have tires. I think you had to get fuel by this point.
We have not gotten the one-to-go signal as of yet. So let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Motor Racing Network is live at Iowa Speedway as the NASCAR Cup Series races the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol. My name is Alex Hayden. Alongside is Mike Bagley and NASCAR Cup Series championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Kurt Becker from Altamont, Illinois is out in turn number three. Steve Post and Jason Toy up and down the pit lane.
Time for a mid-race update presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile is better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
Right now on lap number 247, that gives us 103 laps to go. Austin Cindric is being scored the race leader. We've had Chase Briscoe lead the most laps so far, a total of 81. Brad Keselowski's led 68 laps. William Byron's taken his turn 67 circuits around the racetrack. Ryan Blaney's led 29 laps as well. That means we've had five total leaders, and that means eight lead changes. Eight caution flags so far today for a total of 48 laps here in the Iowa Corn 350. This latest caution coming out for the spin off turn four by Eric Jones on lap 242.
The first one came out at lap 70 at the end of stage one. Shane Van Gisbergen spun at lap 169 in turn two. At lap 179, Cody Ware took a spin on the front stretch, lap 203. Ty Dillon got spun in turn two. Lap 210, the end of stage two, while Carson Hocevar spun simultaneously. Lap 221, Denny Hamlin got turned around in turn three. Lap 229, Zane Smith got turned around in turn two. And then, as Alex just documented, the most recent caution flag at lap 242 when Eric Jones got turned out of turn number four and spun down the front straightaway.
Multiple strategies are in play as we've gotten the one to go signal and the drivers begin to choose what lane to restart in. It's worth talking about Todd Gordon. Brad Keselowski came to pit road on lap 231. He's now back up to the 14th position.
Yeah, I feel like Brad Keselowski and the car right in front of him, Chase Briscoe, they're the two that are gambling on making it on fuel. Everybody ahead of them, I believe, has to come to pit road one more time yet. So they're in a good position if they can stretch the fuel that they got in the tank all the way to the checkered flag.
One of the fun aspects of this race today, Alex, has been we've not gone chalk. We've not had the usual cast of characters up front all day. When you look at this restart, Austin Cindric's leading. Josh Berry is second. Austin Dillon having a good run in fourth. John Hunter Nemechek is eighth. Ross Chastain, after starting deep in the field, is ninth. Justin Haley of Spire Motorsports is 11th. You've got some players up front that aren't normally there on a consistent basis, and they see that red cape there. They're being taunted and teased with the potential of a top 10, a top 5, or in some cases, even a win.
Early in the race, we had long green flag runs, the longest being 91 consecutive laps. Here as of late, it's been a series of short runs. Green flag goes back in the air, and we're racing again at Iowa. Austin Cindric with the race lead off the corner.
Josh Berry to the inside, Chase Elliott to the high side, then Austin Dillon is back down low. Berry slides back up in the line to the second position. Dillon still occupies the inside lane.
Austin Dillon trying to take second away from Josh Berry. Ford and Chevy side-by-side battle there. Chase Elliott looking on. Dillon slips. That'll get Berry second, and that'll leave the lane up top wide open for Chase Elliott in his wheel-to-wheel battle for third.
Here he comes just to the right of Austin Dillon. William Byron trying to move up right behind Chase Elliott. Elliott goes by. He's up to third. Byron still mired back in fifth.
Further back for the number six spot. They were three wide for a moment. John Hunter Nemechek, he gets the bum's rush. Then there's contact with those drivers. Christopher Bell was in the middle. Kyle Larson was topside. They get together and bounce off the outside wall. We continue on.
There's a side-by-side battle for the second position on the backstretch. Josh Berry outside and Chase Elliott to the inside. Here's Elliott, drives in deep along the bottom lane.
Rooting and gouging, they're pushing and shoving with 99 laps to go in Iowa. They sort it out mid-pack and up front. Chase Elliott goes to second. Josh Berry now falls back to third, and behind them they are side-by-side for fourth.
Austin Dillon, William Byron.
They trouble go turn number two. Tyler Reddick gets into the left rear quarter panel of Christopher Bell. Both cars go for a spin.